2019-12-42, Eagle Industries, Inc. versus Miniature Precision Components. Mr. Kieran?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. This appeal presents two key...
Would it be fair to say that on appeal you're not challenging the claim construction?
Yes, Your Honor. That's absolutely fair.
Okay. So... your contention is that what? That there has to be some process, some sort of bonding process, which is part of the process covered by the claim? Is that what it is?
No, Your Honor. As a matter of fact, what we're saying is that the word embedded in the claim construction for embedded protective coating has to have some structural meaning. And in this case, the parties actually agreed as to what both the construction was and the import of that instruction, of that construction. The parties said that an embedded protective coating is one that is integrated and firmly affixed, but that integration results in a coating that is an integral component with the underlying engine coating, and that results in a single piece.
Okay, but what I'm confused about is that the specification here of the 592 patent in column 3, beginning around line 45, seems to describe exactly what's in Polytech, that is spray coating on the foam, and it then goes on to say paint conform an in-mold embedded coating. So why doesn't that suggest that what you have in Polytech is an embedded coating?
So for that, Your Honor, I'd point you to... So first of all, the citation that you're pointing to is about a method of manufacture. It's not about an end product. You have to assume that the end product structure necessarily and certainly follows from the use of that structure in order for you to identify that the disclosure of the method of manufacture, spraying a coating, discloses the underlying structure of what happens after you spray that coating. And here, the only evidence that was submitted by either party related to what structure results from the application of the two methods that the Board of Patent Appeals identified, that was in-mold coating and spray coating.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Sure.
I mean, Polytech involves spray coating, right?
It does involve that method of manufacture, yes.
Okay, and so this then says paint, referring to the spray painting, can form an in-mold embedded coating. Would seem to be a problem for you because that seems to suggest that this spraying process can form an embedded coating.
We don't disagree that the method might result in that structure, but the evidence that was submitted here is that Polytech does not. Polytech, and I point you to Appendix 637 to 639, which was the testimony of Dr. Herman, relating to Polytech and the method that you're talking about right there.
I guess getting back to Judge Dyke's question about this, I mean, we're trying to understand what the word embedded means, and this spec seems to say you spray the coating in the mold, right? And then you're going to have an in-mold embedded coating on your resulting engine cover after you inject the foam materials into the mold.
Well,
if that's what the specification of the patent tells us how to understand embedded, there doesn't seem to be any more extra requirements on that meaning. And this disclosure, as Judge Dyke points out, mirrors the disclosure in Polytech. What more is needed to accomplish embedding other than you spray the paint into the mold?
In the context of the 592 patent, the abstract of the invention, the background of the invention, differentiates the invention in the 592 patent from the multi-layer structures in the prior art.
You mean the multi-piece structures in the prior art?
Multi-piece, multi-layer. In this case, both parties, well...
No, nobody agrees that multi-piece means multi-layer.
Well,
you agree to that, but that's just you.
Well, and Dr. Herman does as well.
Okay, great. You have an expert that says that too. Keep going.
So, but when even multi-piece or multi-layer, whatever label you want to put on it, what it's describing is a distinction between levels within
your the... Your blue brief at page 9 says, quote, the cover in Polytech, however, is a quote-unquote multi-piece cover. And then you cite some pages from Polytech. But when I looked at A521, A525, and A529, I did not see the term multi-piece anywhere. Quoted the word multi-piece in your brief.
Well,
so what's going on there?
Well, within Polytech, Your Honor, if we misquoted there, then I apologize. What Polytech does say is it's a multi-layer cover. And it discloses that in the abstract of the invention, at page 3, line 11, where it says...
So why can't a multi-layer piece have one layer embedded in the other?
Well, within the 592 patent, they disclose...
No, but what's the answer to that? I mean, it's not inconsistent to have a multi-layer cover where one layer is embedded in the other layer, right?
Well, I don't... On this record, there's no evidence of how...
No, answer my question.
I'm trying to, Your Honor.
Well, try again.
Okay.
There's nothing inconsistent with having a multi-layer cover where one layer is embedded in the other layer, right?
I don't quite know how to answer that question, Your Honor. The word embedded has to have a meaning here. And so how one would embed one layer into another layer so that the two layers form an integral component with one another and form a single piece, as the board interpreted, I don't have that information. The board down below suggested there might be a way of physically interacting two layers, a multi-layer structure, to make it one layer integrate into the other or embed into the other. But there's no expert testimony, nor am I aware of any technology that would facilitate that kind of a connection.
I mean, as I understood your expert was saying how, well, to understand the word embedded, what that really means is you spray the paint into the mold, and then you don't let it fully cure. Normally, it's always fully cured, and then you inject the foam. But the genius of this invention is you don't let it fully cure, and then you inject the foam into the mold, and then with the non-fully cured paint, it somehow integrates with the foam so that it all chemically bonds together. That was, as I understand, your expert testimony.
That's correct,
Your Honor. To what embedded means. And the problem I have with that is there's just no written description support for all of this. I mean, if that's truly your point of novelty of injecting the foam materials into the mold before the sprayed on paint fully cures, that seems like some after the fact invention by the expert and not actually anything that's part of the four corners of the 592 specification. That's the concern I have right now. I don't see anything in the 592 that has this elaborate explanation that the expert came up with.
I direct you again to the discussion in the background that differentiates the Eagle patent or the 592 patent from the prior art, then talks about separate layers, adhering one layer to another layer, as opposed to the embedded coding that's disclosed in the 592 patent. Dr. Herman understood what it meant in terms of the eventual function of, or structure of a final embedded coding. And so I think that there's expert testimony here that supports the construction as one of ordinary skill in the art reviewing the term. And again, the term embedded needs to have a meaning here, and it has to be something different than, as both parties have identified, having two layers that are just adhered to one another. I see I'm in my rebuttal time. I'm happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I'll let Appelli speak.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Arts?
Yeah, good morning. May it please the court. I mean, the simple issue here is whether Polytech teaches the embedded protective coding limitation of the 592 patent. And I appreciate your honors acknowledging that we do not have agreement on claim construction. We proposed a claim construction, they opposed it, and then they come back and say that they agreed to, but try to do a little bit of linguistics about layer and piece. The simple fact is, under the court's claim construction, their expert agrees that the
poly... You agreed on the claim construction, but not in the interpretation of the claim construction.
You're right, Your Honor. That's correct. We agree on the claim construction, but with the impact or the application of that to Polytech, the simple fact is that their expert, everyone agrees that the Polytech reference results in a one-piece engine cover having a foam core as well as a design surface that can either be a spray skin or an in-mold coating. And that's really all that was required, because that's all that the claim required. And as they sit here and they try to dissect the teachings of Polytech about that there's not substantial evidence to support the board's decision about Polytech's teaching, the irony is that, as Your Honor noted, what Polytech teaches, the sufficiency of the disclosure of Polytech, is exactly the same disclosure that's in the 592 patent. The 592 patent makes clear, as the board found, when you're looking at what the embedded protective coating is, that the invention, the same as Polytech, was to solve the problem that existed that required two separate engine covers, one that had a foam body, and then another one that was in the design surface with a separate plastic piece that had to be attached. What the applicant and the patentee told the patent office in the background was that required two pieces. Our novelty is that we've got one piece. It wasn't in some special process of in-mold coating. In-mold coating at that time was well known. It was particularly well known in the automotive industry. What they told the public is that we have been able to apply an in-mold coating such that we've got it all in a single piece. And that's the exact same thing that the Polytech reference taught. It sought to solve the same problem. It sought to do it in the exact same way by providing a single structure. And the example coatings that it provided to apply to the design surface were exactly the same as existed in the 592 patent. And, Your Honors, that really is this case in a nutshell, unless Your Honors have any question.
Just speak to the, is it Dr. Herman, the expert on the other side, 639 to 637 to 639, that describes how when you look at Polytech, because each of the layers of paint is being cured before foam ever gets into the process. That's the two different processes. You're not going to have an embedding. What did the board do with that testimony?
Well, the board looked at that testimony as they were advancing it because he was asserting that the claims required some sort of chemical bond. They were saying that the embedded protective coating required that there be a bond between the foam body as well as the coating such that it became a quote-unquote single layer, such that it became an integral homogeneous structure. And the board said that's not required. That's not what the claim says. I mean, there is no evidence in either the 592 patent that that's really the process that's being employed. Similarly, there's not evidence in Polytech that it's not. But what Mr. Herman or Dr. Herman did also say in testimony, and it's I'll get to the site here in a second, but asked him, how is it that this chemical bond is achieved? Meaning, how do we know? And he says it's based on compatibility of materials. If you have a polyurethane foam and you have a polyurethane paint, which is what's disclosed in the 592 patent, you're going to have the reaction because they're compatible to yield a chemical bond. But you look at Polytech, and this is from Dr. Wagner's testimony as well, they also disclose a polyurethane foam. It's exactly the same density as what exists in the 592 patent. They also disclose a polyurethane spray skin. So even the chemical bond requirement that
whether it's wet, cured, or uncured makes no difference?
It could make a difference as to whether or not there's different layers, Your Honor. I guess that is their argument as to whether or not they're adhered, but they're not made homogenous. But that's just simply that's not something that's required by the claims. And the irony
and is it your view that the prior art does not have to teach that the result is integral?
The prior art has to teach that there's an integral engine cover, a one-piece engine cover, that has both a foam body and the coating applied to that foam body surface.
I thought Polytech did use the word integral. Am I mistaken?
Polytech does use the word integral.
It
uses integral skin. It uses... doesn't use one piece, but it makes it clear that...
It says not separate parts.
Yes, that was the language I was looking for, Your Honor.
Which you can view as the same thing as single piece.
Yes, and you can look in figures 2 and 3, where figure 2 is a cross-section, figure 3 is a perspective view, where they're describing the foam body having the design surface. And then if you look at figures 4 or 5, I believe it is, where they make clear that they're for pedestrian purposes, that they actually attach a plastic piece over top of the foam. And so that part of the upper foam surface is serving as the design element. Some of it is not. But the point being is that's later. But as to these embodiments, they're making it entirely clear that the foam, the upper part of the foam surface, is the design surface, that it's all in one piece. It doesn't matter whether or not
So Polytech, when it says integral, it's talking about, it understands integral to mean a single piece. Multiple layers, but a single piece.
Yes, Your Honor. That's exactly right. They're basically saying we've got a foam body, and then you've basically got a layer of paint on it. How that layer of paint or how that coating gets attached is just simply not a requirement of this claim, as the board found, nor can they point to anything in the specification, file history, or otherwise that's going to support such a construction. As Your Honor noted, it's really just an after-the-fact machination of their expert to try to come up with some distinction between the claim and the prior art.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Kieran.
Thank you, Your Honor. I did want to address the question that Judge Chen just raised about the use of the word integral in the Polytech patent. So the word integral is used 3 times. One time to refer to what's called integral skin. And as the testimony of Dr. Herman showed us, that term integral skin does not refer to the relationship between the coating and the underlying foam. It refers to a particular product. As a matter of fact, it refers to a term of art for a particular kind of way of making foam. And as Dr. Herman testified, that way of making foam isn't relevant here because
even under modern technology, they can't make the foam medium density in the middle of it. And so therefore, even if it has a skin, it's for an irrelevant product. Now, the most, I think, interesting and I think misleading part of the Polytech reference, and where I think that the board went astray here, relates to what I think this panel has referenced, is the reference in paragraph 3 to a design surface and it being formed as part of the sound absorber. Now, we need to be clear here. The allegation, based on petitioner's allegation and based on the board, was that there is a coating that is applied using particular methods. So the coating is applied someplace. Well, where is it applied? Paragraph page 3, lines 4 to 5, state that there is a design surface that is a part of the product in Polytech, but the next line says the design surface can be optically enhanced, for instance, by surface treating, and I skipped some words down to the end, by surface treating the foam body, for instance, using in-mold coating or PU spray skin or PU cast skin. So the design surface is not the coating. It is the surface on which the coating is applied. And there is no disclosure in Polytech that says that there is any sort of a relationship between the coating that is applied using those methods and the underlying design surface. Instead, what the next sentence says, and this is page 3, line 11, the present invention relates to a multi-layer cover. Now, I understand that there's some distinction here between layer and piece, but that disclosure is telling us that the design surface, which in 4 and 5 is discussed as being a part of the underlying sound absorber, the same foam material that's being used throughout, that design surface has a surface that's placed on top of it, which the Polytech then refers to as a multi-layer cover. So what is the layer? The layer is that extra coating that's applied using the method of manufacture that's disclosed. Now, we understand the challenge on the claim construction. The parties here, however, have agreed that the term embedded means integrated and firmly affixed.
Incorporated and firmly fixed, right?
Thank you, Your Honor. Sorry. Incorporated and firmly affixed. If it's incorporated, the question is incorporated how? And there has to be some structural meaning to that term. And here, the only evidence that was presented as to the relationship between the coating and the underlying foam comes from patent owner's expert. All of the other testimony from Dr. Wagoner.
And why doesn't your 592 specification inform us what embedded means?
Well, the 592 specification says what it says. And it
yes, it does, but that's not an answer.
But to one of ordinary skill in the art, taking a look at that specification, seeing that the difference between the prior art and this is the difference between having one layer and two layers, and the fact that the word embedded has to have some structural meaning, that Dr. Herman testified about what that meaning meant. Now, to him, it meant a chemical bond between the two. The board disagreed and said there might be some sort of physical integration of the two layers. Either way, it requires a particular structural relationship, and one that we believe that is not shown here and can't be shown by just assuming the structure is produced from a particular function or from a particular manufacturing method.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes our session.
All rise.